Ksubis Daf Pei Beis. Let's begin with Pei Aleph from a Beis. Only about a third of the way down on the Gemara with a story. There was a man. Now, he had a bunch of brothers. And there was an older brother who was rich. He died. And he had no kids. So now the Yavama fell to the oldest brother, Mitzvah Lagadol Yabim. And we know that the brother who does Yibum also gets the possessions of the deceased brother. Now, there was a younger brother who wanted these possessions too. So he wanted to prevent Yibum from occurring and try to force Chalitza to occur, and that way he could get some of the possessions. So how did he do that? There's a halacha that once a Chalitza is done to a Yavama, none of the brothers can do Yibum, because Im lo Yivne, based on the Pasuk. And midrabanan, if a get is given to a Yavama by one of the brothers, since it looks like Chalitza, also Yibum can't be done, and Chalitza has to be done. So there was a younger brother who wanted to get some of the money of the older brother. So he wanted to give the Yavama a get. Amar le, so the brother, the Yavam, said to the brother who wants to give the get, my daitech, what's pushing you to give the get? Mishum nichsi, because you want to get some of the possessions of our brother. No problem. Whatever possessions you would have been entitled had it been a chalitza, I'm dividing those possessions with you. You're going to get those possessions. Let me do the yibum, and you get some of those possessions. He did the yibum. The younger brother claimed and said, okay, now give me the possessions. He said, sorry, I outsmarted you. I had no ability to give away possessions based on the law of our Mishnah, that a shomeres yavam who gets possessions, since that a shomeres yavam, the possessions of the possessions of the mace have a lien on them for the ksuba of the shomeres yavam, and therefore the yavam can't sell those possessions. It certainly couldn't sell those possessions before he even did the yibum. So Amar Rav Yosef said, "Kivan Amar Rabbanan lo Lizbun." Since Chazal said that a yavam can't sell the possessions of his deceased brother that he inherits, therefore Avagav the Zavin lo Avizvini Zvini. Even though he made a sale, it didn't take effect. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Mishameis, if a brother dies, Viniach Shameres Yavam, and he left a yavama. And he left possessions worth 100 mana, even though the ksuba that he had owed her was only 1 mana. So, you know, it's a debt of 1 mana, but now to guarantee the debt, there's a collateral of 100 mana. Lo yimkar, the yavam can't sell any of those 100 mana worth of possessions, because all the possessions of the yavam have a lien and are dedicated to pay the ksuba. So that was the psak of Rav Yosef, younger brother, sorry. Amalei Abayis. Abayis said to Rav Yosef, I don't agree. It's true, Chachamim say that there's a lien on the possessions of the maize that the Yavam inherits, but that doesn't, and therefore he shouldn't sell it. It doesn't mean that if B'dieved he sold it, it didn't work. Amalei Abayis said, V'choleichad Amar Rabbanu L'Lizbin. Wherever Chachamim say, there shouldn't be a sale. Afal Gav D'Zavin, even though there was a sale, Lo havas vine is vine. Are you going to say that the sale didn't work? Let's go back to the Mishnayos about an arusa who gets money while she's in arusa. She gets possessions while she's in arusa. She can sell them. She shouldn't sell them. But even she did sell the possessions that she had inherited while she was in arusa, or she gave them away. Kaim, it does work. So you have an argument here between Rav Yosef and Abaye. According to Rav Yosef, the acquisition was meaningless. According to Abaye, the acquisition shouldn't have happened because there was a lien on all of these possessions, but b'dieved it did work. Shalcha l'kamed Reb Chanina Bar Papi, they asked this shayla about what's going on in Pumpadisa to Reb Chanina Bar Papi. Shalcha could Rav Yosef, he said the younger brother lost out because the older brother was not allowed to sell any of the possessions. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said unto Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Kipi Talala, as Reb Chanina Bar Papi, you know, decorated with jewelry this basket, this svar. I mean, at the end of the day, I still don't see why this is right. I didn't like what Rav Yosef said, I don't like what Reb Chanina Bar Papi says. So Shalchu Lekam Jev Minyumim Bred Jev Nechumi. So then they ask the questions, Rav Ben Yumi, the son of Rav Nechumi. Shalcha k'da Abaye. So he also agreed with Abaye. He said, it's true that we don't want the Yavam to sell the possessions of the mace, but we also don't want an Arusa to sell Nichse Malog that she inherits. B'di'evet, if she sold it, it works. So to a Yavam b'di'evet, if he sells the possessions of the mace, it does work. So here he sold the possessions, and therefore he has to give some to the younger brother. But Rav Minyumi Bered, Rav Nachum Yosedi, Yomer Bered of Yosef, Taim Achrinif, Rav Yosef is going to find another reason, namely a Bryce is supporting him, Shalchuli, let me know, and then I would say that the younger brother doesn't get the possessions because the older brother couldn't sell them. Nafik Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef went out, duck, and he was looking through the Brysos for Ashkach, and he found the following Brysa. The Tani lived in a Brysa. Haresha Yanosha Ba'achiv. Let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, two brothers. Reuven's rich, Shimon's poor. Shimon borrows money from Reuven, so Reuven has a debt on Shimon. And then, umes. And then Reuven dies. V'iniach Shomeres Yavam, he didn't have kids, and his wife is a Shomeres Yavam to Shimon. So lo yomar, Shimon shouldn't say, Ho'il v'shani yoresh. Listen, I am the yoresh. I'm the one who inherits Reuven. So you know what? Exactly what I'm going to pay myself. I'm machzik the money is mine. This debt is now mine. Eloise say, no, it was, this debt really was Reuven's, something you owed Reuven. So Motzi and Miyava, we make Shimon pay it to the estate. And then we say it's like all the other nechasim of Reuven, which have a lien on them for the ksuba of Reuven's wife. Yikach ben karka, let this money go to buy land. Hu ochel peros, the Yavam can eat the peros, but the karka has to stand as a guarantor to pay off the ksuba. So, one second. If you're saying that he has to, we're so concerned with the guaranteeing of the Yavama's ksuba, that we're even going to make her new husband, her Yavam, take money out of his pocket to guarantee the ksuba. So certainly we're not going to say that b'di'eved, if he sold some of her possessions, that mechira would be a mechira. Certainly here he wants to hold on to the possessions, he wants to sell it, but we don't allow him to do so. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye is saying, maybe it's really not that he can't hold on to the money that he owed to his brother. We're just giving him good advice again. We're telling him it's good advice to turn that money into land. First of all, you'll get benefits from the land, and if there's land, there's a guarantee for your incoming wife for her ksuba. Amarlei, so he said, Tana Tani, the Tana said, Motzin, we force him to come up with the cash. You're telling us it's just a good advice. Hadr shalchua, kamei Rav Ben Yumi, bered Rav Nechumi. So then they sent this question in front of Rav Ben Yumi, the son of Rav Nechumi. Amalahu, so he said to them, Achi Amar Rav Yosef Bar Ben Yumi, this is what Rav Yosef, the son of Bar Ben Yumi, said, Amar Rav Nachman, name Rav Nachman, zo ena Mishnah. That brisa was not a reliable brisa. My time, why are you saying that brisa is not a reliable brisa? Ilema, if it's because the brisa is based on the idea that even metaltalin, namely ma'os, money, has a shibud, is meshubud for her ksuba. Because it's just cash. And we know that the metaltlin are not meshugut for the ksuba. So why should he have to, why would we say that this hundred, whatever, let's say it's $100,000. Why would we say this $100,000 that he owes his brother is really his brother's money, and therefore he has to turn it into land? After all, it's just movables. Movables are not, there's no lien on movables for the ksuba. Not necessarily. Dilma Rabbi Meir, maybe that price is falling Rabbi Meir. Dama Metaltlin Mishim to the Ksuba. He says the Metaltlin do have a lien on them to pay the Ksuba. The Ella, the reason why Rav Minyumi rejected this price, Mishim to Amarla, because the brother, Shimon, should be able to say to the Yavama, Atlav Baldvarim Didiat, I never owed the money to you. I owed the money to my brother Reuven. So you have no claim on me. You have no claim on me. My brother is not alive. So what are you coming to me for? So I said, that's also not such a strange idea. Why could she make a claim? Don't Rabbi Nasani? Maybe the Bryce is following Rabbi Nasani. The Tanya was
So Tanya lived in a Braisa. Rabbi Nassan, Omer Rabbi Nassan says, how do we know that if Shimon owes Reuven money, because Reuven had lent money to Shimon, and now Shimon doesn't have what to pay, but Chavero Bechavero, but Levi had borrowed money from Shimon, so Levi owes money to Shimon. How do we know that Reuven can go to Levi and collect the money? Because that's why the pasuk taught us with the following sentence: "V'nasan," and he is to give lasher hasham lo, to the one to whom he is guilty. He's to give to the one to whom he is guilty, and therefore he's to hear. Shimon, the brother, owes money to his older brother Reuven, but Reuven owes a ksuba to his wife. So the wife is the ultimate debtor, the ultimate lender here, and therefore she can say, "This is my brother, my husband Reuven is dead, but you owe him money. So now you owe me the money. So I'm going to you." So therefore, she is the baltvar. So Gemara says the reason why Rav Menyumi rejected this brisa is Ela lo ashkechan tana, because we don't have a tana de machmir trei chumrei b'ksuba, who's going to have two chumros in a ksuba, to say both that metaltlin have a shibud on them for the ksuba, and that the ksuba, the wife who has a ksuba, has the law of Reb Nassan to her. So that, to have both chumros in a ksuba, that we don't have, because as Rashi points out, a ksuba is only a derabbanan. So Chazal weren't going to make so many chumros in a ksuba. Elikir Rabbi Meir, if you'd have a brisa saying, you know, or shitim tanoim like Rabbi Meir, that mitzalpim reshubad l'ksuba, that's acceptable. Ikir Rabbi Nassan, you could say ksubas like Rabbi Nassan, but not both. Amar Rava, so Rava said him, Cain, in light of this, I understand, hani d'shvan alayla abayi damar zuin a mishnah. Now I understand why Abayi said this wasn't a proof. V'lo yadana mai, I didn't know why not, but now I know, because now I know this brisa is not relevant because it has two chumros and a ksuba, which is only a din, derabanan. So at the end of the day, we had had an argument about the fellow in Pumpadisa who had told the younger brother, yes, you are entitled to some of the possessions of the mace. Then he went ahead and he did the yibum. So we know that Chazal don't want a yavam to be selling possessions of the mace. Does that mean that if he actually did it, b'di'eved, the sale wasn't a sale? Rav Yosef holds that b'di'eved, the sale wasn't a sale. Abayi holds b'di'eved, the sale would be a sale. Another story. There was another man, naflo le yavama, similar case, an older brother was rich, and he left the yavama, the matamachs in the town of matamachsim. Bo'achua, the younger brother, let's say the three brothers, the younger brother wanted the mifsala, to make Yibam impossible, and thereby force Halitza, and therefore enable himself to get some of the money, the Gita mine, by giving a get. Amarle, so the brother who wants to do the Yibam said, "My Daitech, what's, you know, why are you trying to prevent Yibam? Imishim Nichsi, it's because you want to get some of the money of our deceased brother. Anab Nichsi Plugnalach, I'm going to divide the possessions with you, you can have some of them." Amar Lacy, is that Mr. Fina? I'm worried. You're going to do to me what they did in Pumbedisa. You're going to say that I have a right. Then you're going to go do Yibum, and then you're going to go to Rav Yosef and those who agree with Rav Yosef, and you're going to claim that you had no right to give it to me. Pumbedisa Rama, what the deceptive fellow from Pumbedisa did. Amar Lacy said to him, Ibayis, if you'd like, plug lucha me'ashta. You can take your portion now. Take your portion now. Now, I don't really have a right to give it to you now, because I don't even own it. Once I marry her and it becomes mine, then your kinyan will be completed. Based on the maisa kinyan, the act of kinyan that you're doing now. I'm a marber of Ashi. So marber of Ashi said, Afal gav dechiyas Rav Dimi am Rav Yochan. Even though we know that Rav Dimi, when he came back from Bavel, told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, let Omer l'chaveru, if a fellow tells his friend, Lechem v'shoch parazuk, go pull this cow, do a ma'isa kinyan now, but v'lo tiyeh kinyan yulacha, el li'achar shloshim yom, but it's only going to become yours in 30 days from now, liachar shloshim yom kana, after 30 days, he acquires it. Vafilu omedes ba'agam, even if after 30 days it's in some swamp, he has no way to get to it. Hasam, there he could do that because biyado, because if he wanted to, the guy could acquire it now, he could give it to the guy now, therefore it can take effect fully 30 days from now. But here, these possessions don't belong to the Yavam yet for him to give it to the brother. Okay, so therefore, it shouldn't work. And therefore, it didn't work. That's what Marbar of Ashi taught. So like Rav Yosef's case didn't work. This case also didn't work. And again, you know, he outsmarted the brother. Going back to this halacha, that a person can make a kinyan that will take effect later. But we have a tradition when Ravan came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, lo kani, that the kinyan doesn't work to take effect later. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. If he said acquire it and the kinyan starts from now, it would work later. And the tradition where he said it didn't work if you would want to acquire it later, is when he didn't say that the kinyan should start from now. Ask the question of Ula. Okay, let's stop here.